Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Waking up, our thought should be God. So, switch on your phone, turn to Turning Point to listen. Pray and do whatever prophetic action we may be led to engage for the day. Then do a short Bible study from our prayer booklet, also authored by me. Pray the day's prayers and follow the guideline on reading the entire Bible through once a year. Subscribe to be reading the daily devotional prayer on your phone. It is published monthly, both in hard and soft copies. For subscription and subscription renewal with a token, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Now, welcome also to Sunday, the 18th day in February 2024. Please open your hand for blessings and today's prayers. Be responding with Amen. I receive it. I prophesy sweetness and success to everyone's life. When God is leading, struggle stops. God will lead you in all your ways. From today, you shall struggle less and yet have more. Someone woke up today feeling not so good, feeling bad, feeling unhappy. Oh, you are not strong, you are not excited. Pull that off you now. No, no, that is not you. Take back your joy. Take back your excitement and your exuberance. And take back your flow. I tear away from you the garment of heaviness, of fear and discouragement and dullness in Jesus' name. Now sing a hymn or a chorus to God. Receive your joy back. Look up, everybody. God's heaven is open over you today. His showers of blessing will come like rain. If you are able to pray or praise God in tongue, can you do so for a few seconds? Let all of us praise God in tongue for a few seconds. In your own way, as loud as you can, prophesy, do so, speak in tongue. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2 says, he that speaks in an unknown tongue, speak not unto man, but unto God, for no man understand him or her. However, in the spirit, he speak mysteries. Yes, speak mysteries. Pray, praise, and prophesy in tongues, in Jesus' name. God has heard you. Mysterious things for good and righteousness start happen for you. Even if you couldn't do speaking in tongue, God shall hear pour his abundance on you as well. Someone is wearing a lumber jacket. Another person, a neck collar. Touch the place. Receive your healing. In few minutes time, you shall no longer need those supports anymore. God shall give you perfect healings. Say amen. Someone has lost his or her sense of smell. You no longer can perceive odor. You hardly can smell anything again. Lay your hand on your nose or on your face. Let me pray. Receive your sense of smell back now. In Jesus' name. Try to smell something now. Your sense of smell has just returned. Send all your testimonies later. February 18 celebrants, your birthday prayers. Open your hand. Be blessed. You are divinely covered. You shall live your full age in peace, good health, prosperity, and power. Say amen and receive it. Listeners, we have just done 7 days of teachings. So from tomorrow, we shall embark on the powerful healing prayers throughout the week. Everyone get ready for your healing. Now, let's see how many issues time will allow us to treat today. First one, good morning, Daddy and TPGF worldwide. Concerning people seeking help of a nutritionist, I would like to suggest that they visit any teaching hospital that they usually have that department. How to go about it? They should go to the general outpatient department, GOPD, to see a doctor there. From there, they will be directed to a dietitian. Wow. Thank you for that contribution. Those concerned, that's another good advice. Next, I met a lady of recent, and things are going on fine between us. She looks like a person that I like to marry. He possesses all the quality that I wanted in a man, both spiritual and physical. But she's a year older than me. Is it wise to get married to such a lady? And is it okay for a wife to be older than the husband, maybe for a year or two as a difference? Wow. We have said this one several years. 1 year or 2 years difference does not really matter if the two people involved do not see it as an issue. If the woman, despite 1 or 2 years older, will still be humble and be submissive and do all her responsibilities to her husband, and the man does not feel intimidated or inferior, within 2 or 3 years of marriage, they will have blended so much that nobody will know the difference. The issue is between the two. Age is in the mind. If you don't mind it, then it doesn't matter. But if it is an issue between the two, they should not marry, because it will haunt them all throughout their lives. Next, good day, Daddy. More anointing, sir. Please, what is the difference between battle and sacrificial seed? And how are they working spiritually? I have been paying battle seed for my family since till today, and monthly seed also. But I need God's intervention on some issues I'm facing now. Can I pay another sacrificial seed for this? I need your advice, sir. Wow. Every seed has its purpose. Every seed is meant to meet a particular need. Every seed is also a sacrifice in a way. But when you tag it battle seed, you are connecting it to a particular challenge or a struggle at hand. So, sow sacrificial seed regularly and sow battle seed specifically when there is a battle or a challenge at hand. Now that you are faced with one of such, go ahead and sow a battle seed connected to the battle at hand. You will see God's intervention. Good day, Daddy. I'm at TPGF. On January 11, someone asked about attending ceremony in another church apart from their own, and vice versa. I think the second part of the question was, can we also invite members from another church to attend ceremony like a baby dedication, anniversary, or other forms of ceremony, and not merely that they should join the church? Thank you, sir. Wow, I see what you mean, and I know where you are coming from. Your mindset is tradition and sentiment. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 21, please read that passage. One of Jesus' disciples said to him, "Give me permission to go and bury my father," his own father. Hear what Jesus said in verse 22. "Follow me and let the dead bury their dead." Wow. Is Jesus insensitive? Or are we going to accuse Jesus of being wicked? Not everyone can take this, and it is not meant for everyone. The commitment and duties you are going to do in your church, either on Sunday or important service days, take preeminence over all other things. The dead man cannot come back to life again, but the living needs your attention and your services. Don't leave your commitment in church service days, for tradition and sentiment. Send a personal gift or your prayers. In fact, with your financial gift, it will appreciate you more. That's what I do, except the event does not fall on Sunday or my services. Sunday is the most important day for a devoted Christian in his or her church. And like I said, many of us are so traditional that what the Bible commands is secondary to our tradition and our sentiment. Well, I cannot help anyone to live his or her life, but as Jesus and his kingdom come first and is my priority in all I do. Next, good afternoon, sir. What can one do if one is being persecuted in a place of worship and you notice an evil gang up against you? Wow, which church we allow that to happen? No, the church leadership, the pastor or the GO, should never allow cliches, division, or ganging up in the church. It will decimate and eventually cripple the church. Report the matter to the pastor, and if nothing serious is being done, and you are spiritually choked up in life, it is time to prayerfully relocate to another place. Never stay in a church criticizing the pastor or the leadership. Instead, live in peace to another church. Well, we will do more on this tomorrow with heavy prayers. If you have any sick loved ones or you are sick yourself, invite them. For 7 days, it's going to be healing prayers and many mighty miracles will happen. Rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Join us in the 2 Sunday services today, online or on ground. The first service is 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. and the second service is 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Please be there. Obtain your TPGF food kit, the t-shirt, the face cap, and the wristband in Nigeria. Call or chat with Dupe on 0806-478-8392 for direction on how to get your own. In UK, Europe, Canada, and other places, call Pastor Franklin on 07956-504-536. It will also direct you. Do so. Obtain your TPGF food kit, even if you have to pay some other money for courier. Please do so. Pay your tithe, personal and business tithe, your battle, your thanksgiving, your partnership commitment seed, your vows, and the 2222 seed we are sowing this month. If you want us to send you the commission's account, send a chart, or please send me the commission's account to +234-809-789-4000. That line only. I speak to everyone's life today. Receive divine touch of God. Receive divine covering. All these prayers shall become your manifestations. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.